Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is November 10th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. Collins Dictionary named Vibe Coding, Word of the Year, 2025. The term refers to building software by giving natural language commands to AI tools instead of writing code by hand. Andre Karpathy coined the phrase in February 2025 to describe creating software without full mastery of a programming language. At Meta, product managers use internal tools such as DevMate and MetaMate to produce prototypes in hours and show them directly to Mark Zuckerberg, shortening development cycles. Sebastian Siemiatkowski at Klarna also uses Vibe Coding to create prototypes. Vibe Coding makes app development more accessible and raises questions about code quality and security. OpenAI plans to release a new GPT 5.1 model family, including a base model, a dedicated reasoning variant, and a higher-priced Pro version. A test model named Polaris Alpha has appeared on OpenRouter, suggesting an early trial of the reasoning mode and indicating advanced development. The models have reportedly been rolled out on Microsoft Azure, a step often taken shortly before public or paying enterprise availability, which points to an imminent official announcement. The move targets competitors such as Google's Gemini 3, with OpenAI aiming to secure an edge after the rather disappointing GPT-5. Practical implications include access for enterprise users on Azure and renewed head-to-head comparisons in 2025.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. The EU Commission's digital omnibus draft would change the DSGVO and related rules, prompting critics to warn of a reduction in citizens' rights. It would broaden legitimate interest under Article 6 as a basis for processing personal data. Tracking and cookie rules would shift from express opt-in to opt-out and allow browser or system signals to convey preferences, while media could remain exempt. The draft would permit training AI on personal data under legitimate interest and would centralize AI oversight at the AI office, benefiting large platforms. Article 9's scope of sensitive data would be narrowed. Genetic and biometric data remain protected. A final draft is due in mid-November. Researchers tested Google's VO3 on surgical footage and found a gap between visual quality and medical understanding. Using the SurgVO benchmark of 50 abdominal and brain operation videos, the model predicted the next 8 seconds from a frame. Evaluations covered visual plausibility and instrument use. VO3 created visually convincing clips, but medical reliability lagged. Visual plausibility for abdominal cases was 3.72 out of 5, while surgical logic in brain operations fell to 1.13 after 8 seconds. Over 93% involved medical logic. Additional context did not improve results. Researchers will publish SurgVO on GitHub. The study warns synthetic videos could teach robots incorrect techniques. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.